Now we're going to head back to the phone lines for a second interview this afternoon. This is where I welcome Cork JPRO Joseph Blake to the show. And Joe, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Not at all, Patrick. How's it going?
Good, Joe. I think this is your CRY debut as well, so thanks very much for joining us as well.
It is, yeah. It's the first time on the radio station, so it's nice for a West Cork man like myself to be on an East Cork radio station. So, yeah, all good.
Yeah, and I know you've got plenty of contacts here through your club, Adrigal, as well. But I suppose, Joe, the reason we're talking is, of course, the big fundraising game, of course, taking place on Wednesday evening. I know Michael O'Brien kicked it off here a fortnight ago when it was launched regarding Kieran O'Connor. And it really has taken not just the county, but the country by storm as well.
Yeah, I think it kind of kicked off, I suppose, a couple of weeks ago with the Graham Canty article in the Irish Examiner, and I thought it was a very powerful article by Graham, because Graham isn't kind of a person who does much media, and you can see, and he's the kind of person that when he speaks, people listen, and I thought it was a very touching article by Graham, especially the last piece when he said, he spoke about how tight-knit that group was, that 20-team All-Ireland winning team was, and he kind of said at the end, look, he says, you know, maybe this group isn't enough, we need more help. And then you see the GoFundMe page, which has raised over 300,000 for the Kieran O'Connor Fund, and you see the turnout out in Ahada last Monday for the walk, and even yesterday Graham Canty and Alan Quirk, they hopped into their car yesterday morning pretty early, and they drove up to Armagh, and they were fundraising up there, and they got 2,500 for the Kieran O'Connor Fund, and above and man, it just, like, I mean, one of the things I've seen there in terms of on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and social media is the hashtag GA family, and I think nothing has been more evident in this than the GA family coming out and helping Kieran and his family.
Yeah, I think it's a very valid point indeed. And I mentioned there is a Cork County Board are running a fundraiser this Wednesday night, Cork versus Kilkenny in senior match. What can we expect there on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I suppose the idea came about, about 10 days ago when Cork and Kilkenny played in the playoff down in Nolan Park. So Kilkenny offered to come up and play the match, and we're very grateful of them for doing so. And only a couple of years ago, they came up, I remember Jamie Wall there, the former Cork player. There's a benefit match for him, and Kilkenny again came up and they played a match in Parky Rin. So they're coming up this Wednesday night, throwing is at 7:30, and I suppose kind of as an added bonus, the game is before the game is going to be the CIT versus UCC County Hurling Championship match. And again, that promises to be a cracker of a game, because there's inter-county players on both sides, and UCC are the reigning Fitzgibbon Cup champions. So that's an added bonus, and we'd have the Barrack Street Band there as well. So it promises to be great entertainment, good hurling, and should be a good night out.
Should be very much indeed. And I suppose tickets are going to be at a premium tomorrow night, Joey. I suppose the advice for people, obviously, if they can at all possible, try and buy prior going to the match tomorrow night.
Definitely. What we've done is that they're available online. So if you go onto the Cork GA website, www.gacork.ie, and if you go onto the right-hand side, you'll see Cork GA tickets there, and you click in and you can purchase them online. Or as if you go into any of the participating Super Value and Centra stores that would normally sell either championship tickets or National League tickets, the tickets are available there and they're available online. So if they go onto the Cork GA website, there's details as to how you can get your tickets. But ideally, and it's more well advised, to please buy your tickets beforehand, so that it'll avoid any queues the evening of the match. So again, if you go onto the Cork GA website, there's a link there to buy your tickets online, or if you go into any of the participating Super Value or Citra stores, you can buy your tickets there as well.
Okay, perfect stuff. Should be expecting a big crowd tomorrow night, Joey. What's the reaction from the Cork GA public around?
Yeah, well, I think it's been fantastic, and the game being on Wednesday night, the forecast, I've been looking at the forecast, and there's a great forecast for Wednesday night and for the whole week. So that obviously helps. And you just see there the clubs that are doing the different fundraisers, be it Puck Fathers and quizzes, and you see businesses doing coffee mornings and jersey days, and schools doing jersey days and everything for the Kieran O'Connor Fund. And I think it's really caught people. I suppose it's touched a nerve, or it's touched people in the heart, in the sense that a lot of people, a lot of families are affected by cancer, and Kieran and his family have a battle in their hands, and this is the least we can do to support somebody who is a great servant to Aheda GAA and to Cork GAA as well. So I think it's the least we can do, and it's a great opportunity for the Cork GAA public to come out and show their support to Kieran, while hopefully there'll be two great games on Wednesday night, so hopefully we get a good crowd.
Yeah, hopefully indeed. And I suppose, as well as that being on, and I know the footballers were playing yesterday, and obviously you've got a couple of important meetings in the county board over the next 3 weeks or so, but between all that then as well, of course, you've got the championships which kicked off last week in football. The hurling championships are on this week as well, and you've three games down tomorrow night for decision.
Yeah, we have three games on down, and we have Páirc Cuíve 4G pitch in use, and we have there's a game on there, and we have two games on in Páirc Uaireann. So and tonight then we have our media night for the football clubs, so they're coming into Páirc Cuíve tonight to meet the media and have a chat. And Cork footballers played in Armagh yesterday, and now they'll be going, those players will be going back to their clubs now for next 3 or 4 weeks, and then we'll have so I think a lot of the football games are played over the weekends of the 7th and the 14th of April, with a lot of the hurling games taking place on the 21st and the 28th, and also on the May weekend. So I suppose while I'm on the phone, I'll also mention our ticket packages, which we launched there a few weeks ago. So if anybody wants to purchase one of the tickets, they're €50, and they cover all the first round games. And I think there's over 70 games in the first round, so that'll entitle you to go to any of the games in the first round of the county championships. Or you can buy your weekly tickets. They're €15 each, and they'll allow you to go to any games, championship games, during a 7-day spell. So all those details are available on the Cork GAA website too as well. So yeah, it's going to be pretty hectic now. The National League finished yesterday for Cork, and it's kicking off now. The clubs has already kicked off. There was games last week in the college and divisions and in the football, and there's games this week too as well. So yeah, it's going to be pretty hectic for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, surely will. I know you're a busy man, so I won't keep it too much longer, Joe. It is busy times. But look, thanks very much for joining us. And hopefully we'll keep in touch over the next 2.5 years of your tenure as well. Doing a super job so far. And thanks very much for joining me this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Lennon.
Joe Blake, PRO of the Cork County Board. And thanks to Joe for joining us on the line. Of course, that match, the Kieran O'Connor fundraiser match, kicking off at 7:30 in Cork and Kilkenny.